Hello, my love. Thank you for coming so quickly when you were called. Oh, no. It's nothing urgent at all. I just wanted to spend some time with you. Yes. I have been so busy most of the day, and I'd love nothing more right now than to enjoy some time by the fire. Come, join me here. Let me hold you. Oh, you are so warm. I always feel like I need to apologize that I can't warm you up in the same way. No body heat. No, well, that's very sweet. I love the way you feel when we snuggle as well. I did want to talk to you about something, though. Or rather, I wanted to apologize. For what happened a few days ago, the breakdown. Well, I knew to you perhaps it didn't seem like a breakdown or a little one at best, but it mattered a lot to me, and I'm deeply, deeply sorry for that. Yes, you're right. I know we agree that it's all right for me to feel vulnerable at times, but still, I suppose I'm not quite comfortable with showing weakness to you. In fact, especially to you. The way you look up to me means so much. Not to mention how adorably wide your eyes get when I flaunt my powers, or my wealth, or my experience. You rather enjoy a woman who's capable, don't you? Oh, and let's not forget how precious you look when you blush. It's so funny. I can't bear to be seen as weak, but you can't seem to be able to handle praise. It seems we compliment each other in that way, don't we? Actually, thinking of it, I wonder why I've never tried to find someone like you sooner. When I was mortal, I was seeing someone very much like you, and we were so happy. But, oh, listen to me. Talking about an old lover to my current one, it's quite thoughtless and rude. I apologize. You're right. I guess I don't talk about my mortal life much. I suppose it's how a mortal doesn't necessarily talk about what was important to them when they were a little child. It might come up occasionally, but who you were then doesn't matter as much now because there's almost no resemblance any longer. I suppose that's fair. Although, honestly, I don't think I was especially interesting as a mortal. I was actually a little bit older when I turned than my appearance suggests. When you become a vampire, there is a slight de-aging effect that happens. No, I never did get married. Honestly, so many people wanted and expected me to. I'd remain single, surely out of spite. I found other things to occupy my time, I guess. Well, I was a bit of an artist. So very different from my livelihood now. I'd become much more pragmatic, I guess, over the centuries. But yes, eventually I did find someone that I cared for. He was such a sweet thing. The two of you don't resemble each other physically, of course, but he was so like you in spirit. kind, respectful, a bit timid, but he had this very strong emotional intelligence. We met when he tried buying one of my drawings. He would come to me often, ask about my masterpieces, as he called them. And I'll be honest with you, he was being quite generous with that term. But he always had so many questions about them. And he was such a good listener. It was so encouraging to have somebody who just cared. Very much like you. I know there are other dear ones who care about me, of course, but none of them like you. Not at all. You are so wonderfully thoughtful to me, and you seem to appreciate everything that I do. Very much in the same way my mortal lover made me feel like I was talented and skilled as an artist. I wanted to be, I tried to be. And I want to be powerful and confident as a vampire. You make me feel that way. Well, I had to part ways with him thanks to my death. Or my undeath, rather. Oh, no. I never did try to make it work with him. It would have just torn him up inside to see me like this. Probably just as much, if not more so, as it did for him to learn that I died. By letting him believe that I was resting in peace, it gave him the chance to move on. He deserved that. Well, that is a very sweet thing for you to say, but it's worth noting I've had centuries to clean up my act. The truth is, when I first turned, I was a wreck. I struggled constantly with my bloodlust. And I was so full of self-loathing. I constantly struggled with thoughts of suicide or of revenge against the vampire who made me this way. Just angry all the time. Which would have been essentially the same thing because I wasn't nearly as powerful as I am now. Let it suffice to say, I wasn't in a good mindset to continue a relationship. There was so much for me to learn. I ended up leaving my hometown behind, searching for help. Yes, that's exactly what led me here, to Eventide. Oh, Eventide was established centuries ago. Although, it was much more secretive back then. To tell you the truth, I had a lot to do with bringing the existence of Eventide to the larger world. Well, before me, the vampires of the city believed that secrecy was their best weapon, and so knowledge of it existing was extremely limited. If a non-vampire learned of its existence, they were taken and kept here. And that made it very difficult to get the workers we needed to build anything, to keep it running. And even more difficult to get supplies. Most of all, it made it hard work for vampires to know that it actually existed. There was an alternative to preying on the innocent. After I got settled here, I gradually started to rise in importance. And I used that to my advantage. To push the idea of revealing ourselves to the world. And in my opinion, things are much better now. Being exposed to the world means that we have to be vigilant in case of an attack, but we never encountered a force we weren't prepared for. And now we can actually do what Eventide was found to do, to be a safe haven for vampires who wanted to live peacefully. Not to mention, it's allowed me to start my practice of rescuing slaves. Although, I've been thinking about that lately. About whether I'm actually doing the right thing there. I mean, there can be no doubt that the slaves I buy would suffer much worse fates otherwise, but is that actually enough to justify it? I do my best to provide for you all, but I also don't really give you a choice. Well, the thing is, I know that most of my dear ones would leave if they were given the choice. I do know that. Not because I mistreat them, but simply because this was something thrust upon them. Yes, I gave them a better life than they would have if they'd been sold to someone else. In fact, for most of them, it's a better life than they would ever have, even if they hadn't been captured at all. But still, it's free will. This wasn't their choice. And that leaves me in a difficult position. If I let them all go, I wouldn't have enough left to feed myself. My options would be to starve to death, or more likely start killing to feed myself. When a vampire gets truly hungry, truly, they lose their self-control. And that's what would end up happening. And so, I continued to tell myself that this is the fairest option. I find it so confusing, though, the more I think about it. Is doing a good deed enough? If I could be doing more good by sacrificing myself? And what about my fortune? Am I a bad person if I don't give all my money away? Even if I were left destitute, there would still be people who are worse off than me. So should I just be giving it all to them? I don't mean this in a bad way, but I didn't worry about these things until we became a couple. You make me want to be the best version of myself that I can be. And moral ambiguity just doesn't feel acceptable anymore. So, tell me, you were so scared that night I bought you. Was that fear justified? Am I the frightening creature you thought I was? Oh, thank you, my love. I'm elated to know that you're happy. Perhaps you're right. I didn't have to make all my dear ones as comfortable as they are. If I'm already doing more than I need to, who could ask me to do even more? And I do believe I just bore my soul to you for the second time this week. Ugh. I keep saying I want to be strong for you, but you just seem to pull it out of me. I suppose that's because of how loving and accepting you are of me. I really do trust you. Thank you for spending this time with me, my love. If you like, you can return to what you were doing before. Take care. I love you, my dear sweet human. After all that, I couldn't bring myself to tell them about the letter. when am I going to gather the courage?